From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They are expected to discuss the fight against Islamic State, as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit in Paris. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon echoed Obama's sentiments that the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
The time for brinksmanship is over. Let us build a durable climate regime with a clear rule of the road that all countries can agree to follow.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Representatives of the United States, South Korea, and Japan will meet in Washington this week to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. The official said the envoys are also likely to reaffirm commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's renewed efforts for a peace treaty. The United States is backing Turkey's claim that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syrian border last week violated Turkish airspace. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman, Elizabeth Trudeau, told reporters Monday that the information available indicates the Russian aircraft violated Turkish airspace. She added that Turkey warned the Russian pilot several times but got no response. Russia has responded to the downing of the jet by imposing economic sanctions against Turkey, including suspending contracts of Turks working in Russia. This is VOA News. Election officials in Burkina Faso says former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore has won the country's presidential election, becoming the West African nation's first new president in decades. Authorities late Monday said Kabore, Prime Minister under former strongman Blaise Compaoré, won the presidency in the first round with more than 53% of the vote. Compaoré was ousted in 2005, make that 2014 in a coup. The International Monetary Fund added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies on Monday, a move that gives new status to the world's second-leading economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said the decision is an important milestone in the integration of the Chinese economy into the global financial system.
The basket will now include those five currencies, the US dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound, and the renminbi. And it will clearly better represent the international community based on those two criterion of trade and of freely usable currency.
The action by the IMF takes effect next October. The United States has tightened its visa waiver program in wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. There will be new screening for travelers headed to the United States from 38 countries around the world who are now allowed to enter the country without a visa. The White House said the country's Homeland Security Agency is immediately altering its electronic visa-free clearance system to capture information on whether U.S.-bound travelers have made any trips to countries the United States considers to be a terrorist safe haven. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths Monday for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teen who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The court postponed its verdict for a third defendant in the case after the man's lawyer submitted a last-minute insanity defense. The two youths are due to be sentenced in January. Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog of the year on Monday. The air quality in the Chinese capital was considered hazardous, reaching an orange-level pollution alert, the second-highest designation. Residents were told to stay indoors if possible. Some industrial plants were closed, or certain types of vehicles were banned from the streets. I'm Michael Brown, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.